Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He's on that. He's going great against us. Going to center ice. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, you are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show. Obviously, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. For the next hour, we're combining both sports and comedy, a little reality as well, and just have some fun for the next hour or so right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports. Of course, we've got open phone lines around the world. If you'd like to join us, the show is yours. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. That's right. Just text us. Shoot us a text anywhere from around the world. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. We're here tonight from Tom Brady on what it's like to lose in the Super Bowl. And, of course, we're here from the coach of coaches. I'm talking about the MVP of coaches, the most valuable, the most sought-after coach in the past 25 years in the NFL. I'm talking about John Gruden in depth on the Taco Man Radio Show.
Mystery Tackle Box is the most fun and affordable way to discover new lures every month. Go to mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio now. Select your target species, select your subscription length, get your Mystery Tackle Box delivered, and catch more fish. It's that easy. They offer 7 different species and monthly to 12-month subscriptions, plus gift subscriptions that are perfect for any angler. Not only will you discover new lures and save up to 40% off retail prices, but Mystery Tackle Box also produces amazing content on their blog, social media, and YouTube channel to help make you a better, more well-rounded angler. And we've partnered with them to get you all a great deal. Use the promo code FISHTALK for $10 off your first subscription. Visit mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio to learn more and subscribe. That's mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio.
Every business has unique stats that lead them on a path to growth. Let Muse Platforms find yours with a free assessment to see how we can help you increase sales. Text STATS to 797979 for your free assessment today. MusePlatforms.com will build your digital marketing platform through insight, innovation, and impact. We provide a one-stop shop for Adobe Creative and Marketing Cloud solutions for businesses of all sizes. So text STATS to 797979 today. Let your stats lead you down a path to growth.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Now with Tom Brady, the superstar, Patriots QB, an all-around great guy. Always seems to come out on top, but this year came up just short when his team lost in the Super Bowl, of course, to the Eagles. Now in an exclusive clip from his Facebook watch show, Tom vs. Time, he talks about how he turned that disappointment into a teachable moment for his children.
That was the first time that I had seen my kids really react in that way. Like, you know, Benny was crying, BB was crying, and they were sad for me and sad for the Patriots. But I just said to him, I said, look, guys, this is a great lesson. You know, we don't always win. We try our best. And sometimes it doesn't go the way we want.
Yeah, now as his kids are getting a little older, they have an idea of what their dad really does and yeah. And the disappointment of that Super Bowl loss.
Well, he has three kids and he has five rings, so he needs one more so that he can each of them get two. You right. know?
They needed that moment.
You only really learn when you lose, that's and that's true. The truth.
That's
and
true.
That is the truth. And, you know, I got to say, it's compelling. It's the sixth. And it's the final episode of Tom versus Time, the project I was involved with in our Religion of Sports banner. And it airs Monday on Facebook Watch. And to top it all off, Tom Brady's going to be here live on Monday morning with us. So it's going
to
be fun.
First time I've really talked to him since the Super Bowl.
First time talking to him since the Super Bowl, and hopefully I don't get any old flashbacks.
He doesn't get any flashbacks.
More trouble on his side,
really.
It's true.
We're looking forward to that. Well, hey there, GMA fans. Robin Roberts here. Thanks for checking out our YouTube channel. Lots of great stuff here. So go on, click the subscribe button right over here to get more of awesome videos and content from GMA every day, anytime. We thank you for watching, and we'll see you in the morning on GMA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Good morning, America. Of course, it's Monday morning. We'll be live on NBC television. You'll get to see Tom Brady in the flesh, baby. Speaking of Tom Brady, of course, a winner, no doubt about that, but 5-3 in the Super Bowls. How about a guy that went to the Super Bowl at the age of 39 as a coach and won, the youngest coach ever? Of course, I'm talking about John Gruden. Who the hell is John Gruden? Born in 1963, he's the current coach of the Oakland Raiders, but he's the most sought-after coach probably in the past 25 years. For some reason, his name and football genius seem to go hand-in-hand. I don't know why. That first year when he went to Tampa Bay, they won the Super Bowl. Of course, he's been a coach around the NFL, and now he's back with Oakland. Of course, a prior with Oakland. I think Oakland traded him. Oakland traded him to Tampa Bay. Remember that? That was like crazy back in the day. And then in his first year there, at the age of 39, he wins the Super Bowl. Of course, I'm talking about the great John Gruden. And straight up, anytime you want to talk coaching, this guy, you know, having followed other coaches around the NFL, like Bill Walsh for the most part, got to watch Bill Walsh up close, and I watched a couple other coaches up close. This guy, John Gruden, I didn't get a chance to watch him in Oakland, but now he's back in Oakland. I'd love to get over there and see what he's all about. Of course, I think he's one of the great minds in the world of the NFL, no doubt about that. Here is John Gruden approaching the press. Of course, NFL Combine this past week. John Gruden in the flesh.
Hi, good morning. Hey, Rick. I'll just be happy to answer any questions that I can. I'm very excited to be back here in Indianapolis. I sure have missed the Combine.
John, when did you decide, I can't believe it was not an option for you coaching, when you decided to turn to coaching? When did you say, no, I'm not going to box on greater than
you? When I was fired.
Not recently?
No.
No discussions at all?
Nope.
You're in the offense playbook. I get pages and pages from the playbook in a PDF. Are you going to go in another direction offensively given that?
A PDF?
You know, you're probably the only coach where I can actually download what you've done in the past, and it's very rare. So I was wondering if you knew that and what your...
Well, a lot of coaches have been on my staff, have gone different places, players, got into broadcasting. Some of that stuff leaks out there. So we're changing the presentation of our offense. Really excited about the diverse staff that we've hired. Terminology will be different. Formations will be called differently. And we're going to run some different kinds of plays, but... We can't be too specific today because we really aren't sure who we have on our roster.
How integral was the past month to figure out what you want to build as an offense and defensively just get ready from a scheme standpoint so that when you get here, you know what kind of players you're trying to fit into what sort of system?
Well, it's been important. Number one, spent a lot of time hiring a coaching staff. We did not rush that process. And then we evaluated our roster, our current roster, went through practice film, game footage, talked to the trainers, obviously Reggie McKenzie and his staff, and then you got to get ready for free agency. He's a program, and just talked to him briefly. We're not allowed to have contact with players. I have bumped into a couple of the players that have been in and out of the facility for various reasons, but he's our first-round draft choice. Everybody liked Conley at Ohio State. He had an excellent training camp. When I studied the training camp film, he was inside playing the nickel position. When the season started, he was out at right corner. He's a young player. We're counting on him and Obi Melifonwu to play, and we need him to. But we're really excited to start working with him.
John, I know Marshawn is getting up. How
are
you doing?
Hey, hi.
I know Marshawn is getting up there in age, but yet he's still almost at 900 rushing yards. When you look at this upcoming season, how prominently do you feel like you project that he would still participate in your offense? You know, some people think he's washed up, but looking at almost half of his games, there were like a lot of games where he got 14 carries or less. So I'm just kind of trying to see where you see his effectiveness based off of, you know, how he was utilized.
Well, our program starts April 9th. Looking at the film and the game that I broadcast on Christmas night, there's no question he's still a beast. That's hard to bring down. And one of the reasons I'm excited to be with the Raiders is to join forces with Lynch. But we'll see what happens. Obviously, we got to take a look at the entire roster. And but I'm counting on him. I'm counting on him being a big part of our football team.
Many times. Have you found the thing kind of reversed a little bit this year?
Yeah. Well, I got Paul Gunther from the Bengals, so got a lot of respect for my brother, obviously, and a lot of young coaches that are doing great. Sean McVay, coach of the year, the NFL, was on my staff. Kyle Shanahan's doing great. It was really cool seeing a lot of those guys walking around, and if they can find time for me, if they can fit me in while I'm in Indianapolis, hopefully they can answer some of my questions. Well, it goes back from my days visiting Jay in Cincinnati, getting to know that coaching staff. Zimmer was the defensive coordinator. Gunther was the linebacker coach. I thought that was an excellent staff that Marvin Lewis had. And every time I had the Bengals in Monday Night Football, I was always impressed with the way he coached on the field, taking advantage of the time in pre-practice, post-practice, and what he got done with Vontaze Burfict, Vinny Ray. Very impressive. We're excited to have him.
How similar or different has the job been from what it used to be?
Well, it's a lot different because you're not allowed to have any interaction with the players. And, You know, I've always complained about that since the new CBA came in place. A lot of players would come to see me in Tampa to get their football fix. So you're not allowed to have contact with these guys. But what's most discouraging to me is we've got to make some decisions on our roster, on salaries, on players and their futures, and you can't even meet them. You're not allowed to. I don't know these guys. I've never coached them. I've never met half of them. So that's been very, very difficult for me, and I've been emotional about it at times.
Shanahan, do you look forward to having a matchup against the 49ers and Shanahan?
Yeah, I look forward to matchups with everybody, and I got a lot of respect for Kyle and the way that he's gone about his career. Obviously, he's been fortunate to have a dad like he has and to have some experiences as a young man that have really fast-tracked him to the success he's had. But certainly, yes.
You guys are going to be getting the player tracking. You're overload of information with 32 teams that you can use any way you want. Just your thoughts on it, and do you think it's going to be good for you guys?
Are you talking about the analytics, the GPS, all the modern technology? Man, I'm trying to throw the game back to 1998. You know, really, as a broadcaster, I went around and observed every team, asked a lot of questions, took a look at the facilities, how they're doing business. There's a stack of analytical data, or data, however you want to say that word, that people don't even know how to read it. It's one thing to have the data or data. It's another thing to know how to read a damn thing. So I'm not going to rely on GPSs and all the modern technology. I will certainly have some people that are professional that can help me from that regard, but I still think doing things the old-fashioned way is a good way, and we're going to try to lean the needle that way a little bit.
Hey, John, what did you make of Bruce Irvin's season last year? Bruce Irvin. And where does he fit into the plans?
I like Bruce Irvin. I know Bruce Irvin. I like him because he plays. If you look at play time, the amount of percentage of snaps, he's out there all the time. He played through a back problem early in the season. And I really think he's playing a difficult position because he's really an edge player. And when you ask him to play over the tight end or over the offensive tackle at his size, you know, you can get beat up. But he's still a very good pass rusher. I think he plays with good effort. We just need to get him some help so he can do the things that he does the best more often.
John, where do you see Amari Cooper on his growth curve? Obviously, the first couple years, a lot more productive. He was injured last year, but do you see a digression with him, or is it injury-related, or where do you see him on his growth
curve? We think Cooper's going to be a great player. We think Amari's not only a great prospect, a great player, he's a great person. He had a lot of injuries last year, and that impacted him, but he'll be the focal point of our pass offense. I hope he's listening here today. I look forward to joining up with Amari Cooper. He's got tremendous quickness. I think he's smart. He's versatile. He's a gamer. He likes the bright lights, and he'll be the headliner in our offense.
John, you mentioned going around to other teams, broadcaster, and learning about them. What did you learn about the Patriots?
Oh, man, I'm envious of the Patriots. I really am. The Patriot way, you know, finding players that are versatile, finding players that can adapt on a weekly basis to win a game. You know, they don't care how they beat you either. They're not afraid to use the 60-minute clock to beat you in the final seconds, and they're not afraid to blow you out either. But they can morph themselves into a two-back team. They can come out with five receivers and play no-back formations. It's just a pleasure to watch them adapt every year to the new rules and to the new men on their roster and on their coaching staff. And it all starts with Belichick and Tom Brady, certainly. But the people behind the scenes there deserve a lot of credit.
No doubt about that. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Got some NFL notes here, of course. Eli Manning, he sold his Papa John franchise. I think he had 15 of them just before the NFL cut Papa John's. Of course, Papa John has been controversial for years when the owner decided to lay people off and cut their salaries and schedules instead of paying for Obamacare a few years ago. Remember that? Anyway, the guy's not the greatest guy in the world. Talk about, of course, no more Eli Manning and, of course, Papa John's. No mas, baby. And, of course, Odell Beckham. Remember him? He's mucked up again, folks, up to his elbows and spit, and I say spit with an H. I'm talking about the New York Giants wide receiver. Get this. There's a video going around the internet right now with Odell Beckham Jr. that was released Friday. he's on a, he was, put it this way, he's in Europe on some Nike-sponsored, like, you know, sponsored type of trip where he's, you know, traveling around the continent and doing his thing, being Odell Beckham. Well, this video's got him in bed smoking a cigar or a hand-rolled cigar, which looks like a blunt to me. And then, of course, there's a woman next to him with a credit card and what looks to be a white powdery substance aligned in the rose. What am I trying to say? It looks like this idiot was snorting cocaine as part of, I don't know. I can't believe he's that stupid. If he's that stupid, he deserves to be banned from the NFL for life. Speaking of banned, this guy's not banned, baby. He's coming to the 49ers. We'll talk about Seattle Seahawks. Richard Sherman signed a 3-year, $39 million deal with the 49ers. Of course, the 49ers looking to rock and roll this year. Of course, long been the hapless team in the NFL West. I mean, it's just, it's hard to even think about the 49ers as a contender. It's been so long. Of course, the great 49ers, having won so many Super Bowls, but it's been so long ago. And, baby, what have you done for me lately? That's what it's all about. And lastly, in the world of football, Johnny Football. What's happened to Johnny Football? Of course, Johnny Manziel is, of course, talking about coming back, but he's really not got it together. I saw a picture of him the other day. He looked a little skinny. Didn't look like he was a conditioned athlete anymore. He just looks like a regular guy maybe that could drive a bus. So Johnny Manziel probably through as far as 2018 and the rest of his life as far as a football player is concerned. I think he's done. I think he's retired. The poor Cleveland Browns doing what they can. I mean, you know, they're trying to get back into the midst of things. Of course, I'll let you go with this one. But they traded their 2015 first-round pick to Danny Shelton to the Patriots. Of course, the Patriots just rocking and rolling. Big Bill. I can't say it. Every week I practice this. Big Bill Belichick. I can't say it, folks, but 34 years of radio, and Belichick is kicking my ass all over the place. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. More to come on the Taco Man Radio Show, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hey everybody, that's Reese. I'm Seth, and these are our favorite jokes of the week. Law experts are saying that some of the language in adult film star Stormy Daniels' non-disclosure agreement suggests that she may have some lurid photos that were taken during their sexual encounters. Said Trump, fake nudes. Adult film star Stormy Daniels sued President Trump yesterday, alleging that their non-disclosure agreement is not valid because he never signed it. And that sound you just heard was Melania dumping out her desk drawer looking for the marriage certificate. President Trump this morning denied there is chaos in the White House, tweeting, quote, "There is no chaos, only great energy." Well, if this president thing doesn't work out, he can always get a job writing fortune cookies. New York City is bracing for a nor'easter tomorrow that could bring up to 10 inches of snow. So just a heads up, it may disrupt subway service starting around 2 years ago. According to the New York Times, a Belarusian escort is claiming that she has audio recordings that prove Russian meddling in the U.S. elections. "I've never even met Anastasia," yelled Trump before anyone said her name.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Wow, let's check out the NBA scoreboard. Of course, Saturday night, all the home teams won. Charlotte won at home, beating Phoenix 122-115. Miami at home, of course, winner over the Wizards 129-102. That's a rout, 27 points there. San Antonio was sunk by Russell Westbrook's triple-double. He buried him, baby, 104-94 in OK City. And, of course, Memphis coming up short in Dallas, 114-80. And the L.A. Clippers, the hapless Clippers, won at home against the Orlando. The hapless. Whatever happened to Orlando? I mean, come on, man. They used to have a great team down there when Shaq was there. After Shaq left, things just sort of went bye-bye. Anyway, bottom line is Clippers beat Orlando tonight in Clipperland, 113-105. Now, guess who's back? One of my favorite sparring partners. That's right. Tiger Woods. That's right. You haven't really heard much of Tiger Woods since his old lady kicked his ass. Remember, she broke the windshield on his car and he drove his car into the fire hydrant. Not the fire hydrant, but he wrecked his car in front of his house. And, you know, she lit him up. I mean, because she found him cheating. Not once, not twice, but like hundreds of times. I mean, he was just a sexual freak if there ever was one. I mean, good Lord. I mean, you don't even want to talk about all the women that Tiger did. I mean, Tiger's like a sexaholic. That's just what he was, a sexaholic. And he realized that, and the old lady found out, and she beat his ass, and his golf game went downhill from then. He hasn't won since 2013. That's 5 years ago. The greatest player of all time? Well, guess what? Tiger's people are back. I'm telling you. He shot a 400 par 67 on Saturday in round three of the 2018 Valspar Championship. Of course, I'm telling you, he went 33 on the first nine, 34 on the back nine. I mean, he trails leader Gary Connors by one stroke, winning Sunday's fourth round. You got to give him some props. He's back. Of course, five birdies. Got to brag about him when he's back a little bit, because I've been kicking him when he was down, man. So I'm bragging about him when he's back. I'm talking about Tiger Woods, the greatest golfer of all time, steroids or not. And steroids don't really count for golfing. I don't care. Anyway, 67 included five birdies, one bogey. And statistically, was the best round he's fired in 2018. And get this. This is what's significant about Tiger Woods coming back down. His swing speed was 129 miles per hour. Right now, that's the fastest in the in the PGA. I kid you, the fastest it is like 120. The closest I think was 122, 123. But in his prime, back in the day when he was winning tournaments left and right, he was hitting it about 121, 122. So he's actually outdoing his best as far as his quickest swing is concerned. And that might have something to do with bringing Tiger back into the game. Whereas Tiger Woods, a legend, the greatest golfer of all time, probably, without a doubt. I mean, you know, you can say what you want, but I'm telling you, the fans were back. They were screaming. They were following him on the front nine, the back nine. I mean, you just got to give it up because Tiger Woods is golf. Golf has died without Tiger Woods. It really has. I mean, can you name a golfer? Come on. Some of the other golfers, you know, they come, they go, but Tiger was always there. I mean, ever since he broke in on the Mike Douglas show, I think it was a Mike Douglas show, the Johnny Carson show, he did all those shows. He was like 3 years old, and he's hitting golf balls with his dad. I kid you not. I was Mike Douglas. I think it was a Mike Douglas show. It was like 3 o'clock on a weekday afternoon. He came home from school early, and there he was, this little kid hitting golf balls at 3 years old, I kid you not, on network television. And not on one show, but you saw him on different shows. So, you know, when you heard the name Tiger Woods, and then you scratch your head and you say to yourself, was that the little black Asian kid I saw on Mike Douglas 25 years ago? And now he's the greatest golfer of all time. And now he's on the verge of coming back, maybe the possible greatness. Tiger Woods, you deserve some props, baby. Right now, you're the comeback guy in the PGA for 2018. Hey, you're tuned to Taco Man Radio. We're going to talk some combat sports on the other side of the break. Of course, tonight, boxing on both ESPN and Showtime. We'll talk about those fights. We'll also hear from the current WBC heavyweight title holder. I'm talking about Deontay Wilder, now 40-0, a winner last week. And, of course, he's hoping to fight the winner of the Joseph Parker, the WBO champion, taking on Anthony Joshua, the IBF champion. Of course, that's going down the 31st of March in Cardiff, Wales, in front of 90,000 people. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Can you be?
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a free O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 t-shirt by mail. Save on Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Follow the WBO. Guess what? We're going to Managua, Nicaragua. I'm talking about October 29th through November 2nd, the 31st annual WBO convention. Of course, entering the land of the great Alexis Arguello. I've got many stories to tell about Alexis, but now's not the time for that. Straight up, WBO featherweight champ. We'll talk about the Mexican amateur stud, Oscar Valdez, 24-0 now, 19-0 KOs. Of course, he was an amateur standout. I mean, just a stellar fighter, no doubt about it, folks. And of course, now a professional, 24-0, 19 wax, took on a bigger guy tonight in Scott Quigg. Scott Quigg is a former champion, also at 126 pounds, but he failed to make the weight. And he came in at 128 pounds instead of 126 pounds, said he couldn't get down to 126. And then when he stepped into the ring against the smaller Oscar Valdez size-wise, he was 143 pounds. Valdez was about 132 to 133 pounds. So there was that 10-pound weight advantage. And down the stretch, you can see the size. You can see that Oscar Valdez had to overcompensate and had to do more because of the size. So I thought it was a bit unfair that these guys want to come to these fights overweight a couple of pounds, and then they stretch the 2 pounds into almost 20 pounds, and it's not fair, especially at the lighter weight. So, of course, Oscar Valdez, still a winner tonight. Scores are 117-111 twice and 118-110. I scored at 118-110. That's 10-2 in rounds. Scott Quigg, good fighter at one point in time, but now 34-2-2 with 25 KOs. The unbeaten Valdez moves on to bigger and better things. He looks like he is a star of the future when it comes to the world of boxing. Wow. Let's flip side. Let's talk. That was on ESPN, of course, brought to you by Top Rank and Bob Arum. That was down there at the StubHub Center in Carson, California. Now we switch gears. We take it to San Antonio, to the Freeman Coliseum. Of course, Showtime Championship Boxing in town for 20-1 favorite Mikey Garcia. Now 38-0, 30 KOs. Now a four-division world champion. I almost want to spit when I say that. Because, you know, four divisions, come on, man. That was like Roberto Duran stuff, Ray Leonard stuff. This guy's not in that league. Anyway, straight up, he dethroned IBF 140-pound title holder Sergey Lipinets, who was 13-0 coming in with 10 KOs. Now he's 13-1, obviously, 12-round majority, 10-round unanimous, not across the board, 116-111, 117-110. What does this mean? That you could beat a guy that has 13 fights. What does that mean? If you're 38-0, I mean, you're supposed to be the pound-for-pound when he's pound-for-pound kings, and you're fighting guys with 13 fights? I mean, Mikey Garcia, maybe the most wasted talent in boxing right now. Of course, he says he's fighting at 140, says he can make 130, says his best weight is 135. What is he doing at 140? You tell me. I just don't know. Straight up, lots of headaches in the world of boxing right now. Speaking of headaches, how about Tyson Fury? Former heavyweight champion, WBO title holder, coming back, of course, training with Anthony Joshua and Joseph Parker, sort of making the rounds, saying hi to everybody. Everybody's being, you know, Mr. Friendly, and he's trying to get his weight back down. Of course, at one point in time, Tyson Fury was the world heavyweight champion, beating Vladimir Klitschko in 2015, but that was 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, and I think, and guess what? He went up to 325, 350 pounds in between, got hooked on cocaine. At the end of the day, Tyson Fury had no fury left in him, and he didn't want to fight anymore. Speaking of fights, wow, the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo, baby. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez. That's right, Canelo, Saul Alvarez, twice-beaten fighter, of course, once-beaten fighter out of Mexico, the king of pay-per-view, taking on Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, the undefeated lad, of course, from the former USSR. What a puncher, the middleweight champion, both these guys hooking it up. Of course, rematch of their fight last year, which ended in a 12-round draw. But a little controversy this week as Canelo tested positive for an anabolic steroid, a very trace amount of it. And he claims it was in the meat. And that has been the case in the past where meat has been a little little suspect down there in Mexico. Can I say? Any guess they don't have the FDA down there. But the bottom line is he tested positive for some steroids, and he has that steroid look to him. I mean, Canelo Alvarez is not your typical Mexican fighter, per se. What do I mean by that is he doesn't have that Mexican look to him. I mean, he isn't chunky. He isn't, you know, I mean, he's like cut. He's incredibly cut. He's a 21st century athlete, and he's able to cut all that weight, get down to 54 there for a while, and get back up to 180 the next day. I mean, holy cow, 154 to 180 in a day and a half, Canelo Alvarez can do it. But Canelo and Triple D, the rematch set for the 5th, of course, of May. A lot of eyes will be on Las Vegas for that one. Speaking of eyes, the 31st of March, of course, Cardiff, Wales, in front of 90,000 people. The WBO heavyweight title holder, Joseph Parker, unbeaten 24 fights, of course, out of New Zealand, fighting down under, baby, going into the lion's den. I'm talking about he's taking on Anthony Joshua. Of course, Joshua, the big draw, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist. Of course, the heavyweight title holder of the IBF sanctioning body out of the UK. He sells all those tickets. 90,000 people will be in the house. The entire country will be watching. Most of the world will be watching. Of course, Joseph Parker, a slight underdog here, a 2.5-to-1 underdog, some people say. Other people say it's 9-to-5. And then other heavyweight fighters saying, this is a 50-50 fight. So what does a 50-50 fight mean? That means Joseph Parker's got a live shot. And when I saw Parker and Joshua side by side the other day, you know, Parker's not that much. I mean, Joshua's not that much bigger than Parker, just a couple of inches. So he might be able to use that couple of inches disadvantage to his advantage if he knows how to work his way in. Of course, you've got to work your way in with timing. Timing is how you beat a taller guy. You can beat him with shorter arms and out-time him. Look at the great Roberto Duran. He beat all those bigger guys. He was beating the snot out of Marvin Hagler, the world middleweight champion back in 1984 or 83. After 12 rounds, it was a 15-round title fight. Duran lost in 15 rounds. But after 12 rounds, Duran was beating him up, just pot-shotting him, man, because Roberto was such a good – he was so adept at timing punches. He could time punches. You have to time punch. You have to throw them at the right time. You can't just throw punches. You got to know when to throw them. And the great Roberto Duran definitely knew when to throw them. Now, Deontay Wilder, of course, a winner of this past week, a week ago tonight, of course, against a formidable foe in Luis Ortiz. Ortiz coming in at 28-0, of course, 55, maybe 60 years old. God knows how old those Cubans are. They all lie about their age and they have discipline problems. A lot of them drink, and I could disparage Cuban fighters right now, but I'm not going to do that. Of course, Luis Ortiz, he did that to himself last week, had lost in the 10th round to Deontay Wilder. Now, Wilder, of course, is talking about Parker and Joshua, but he really wants Joshua. Here, let's hear what Deontay Wilder had to say about Anthony Joshua.
Have negotiations started with Joshua's camp?
No, negotiations hasn't started. Probably for the simple reason that, you know, they got a fight coming up.
It's going to be a huge event. There's going to be a lot of money to be made. What do you make, or what do you expect to make off the fight?
Man, I really don't know. You know, I really haven't thought about what do I hopes to make out of this fight. I just want this fight to be you know, scheduled to be put on the, well, to be put on the schedule. I just want this fight to be made, you know. I know it's going to be a hell of a lot of money. I already know that, so in the back of my mind, I'm not really worried about the money right now. The money is going to present itself. It's going to be there, and it's going to be beautiful.
Do you think Anthony Joshua will end up being an easier fight for you than Ortiz was?
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, think about Joshua. He's stiff. You know, all those muscles and stuff, it looked good. It looked good to be the part. You know, to look the part, I meant. But as far as being the part, It's a different thing. You know, Ortiz put his combinations together very well. He's a slick southpaw. As that, he's very crafty. He knows what he's doing. With Joshua, he don't have that much experience like Ortiz. You know, it's day and night when it comes to skills and what he can do in the in and out of the ring. Why you think those guys duck Ortiz?
Send a message to Anthony Joshua and his people.
I mean, you know, it's going to be plain, short, and simple. You know, good luck on your fight come March the 31st. May the best man win. And if it so happens to be you, it's time. No more excuses. No more waiting. No more dodging me. No more milking the fans of their money. You know, it's time. It's time to see who's the best. It's time to see who's the heavyweight, who's the baddest man on the planet. I know I am. Are you guys ready for this test? Are you guys ready for this American boy right here to bring back the heavyweight division like he's done it, to have one champion, one face, one name, and go by the name of Deontay Wilder? I declare war, baby. What's your response to that?
The three heavyweights of note, of course, Deontay Wilder, 40-0, Anthony Joshua, 20-0, and of course, Joseph Parker, 24-0. Parker and Joshua to clash the 31st of March. Now, that is your Boxing Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, as I said earlier, the WBO, the convention, will be in Managua, Nicaragua, October 29th through November 2nd. You can check out, you can come with us, you can join us, you can spend some time with us in Managua, Nicaragua, and the WBO convention, of course, by going to WBOboxing.com. The convention news is on the front page. That's WBOboxing.com. Well, hey, how about this one? My buddy O.J. Simpson, remember him? He was on this show, not on this show, one of my other shows, probably about 10 years ago, maybe 10, 12 years ago. I interviewed him in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He said to me, hey, we'll talk about anything but the murders. Okay, anything but the murders. But he was a hometown guy from San Francisco. I knew him when I was a cop here in San Francisco, of course, watched him play at City College. And he went to USC and then, of course, off to the Buffalo Bills before wrapping his career up with the SF 49ers. Anyway, he's got a special on tomorrow night on Fox TV, the shocking must-see television event, O.J. Simpson, The Lost Confession. But they put a question mark after it. So obviously, The Lost Confession is a bit of a farce. Anyway, that being said, O.J. Simpson back rock and roll. And he's out. I think he should be out. I thought that was a bit of a farce. Of course, being a former police officer myself, I thought they railroaded him on that gun charge, all that kind of stuff down there in Las Vegas. I think the guy that had the gun got it out 3 or 4 years ago, and O.J. spent like 3.5 years more than he did. So that's a bit of a crock, of course, that we're getting back at the juice for the Ron Goldman, Nicole Brown Simpson incident, of course, 1995. Wow, that long ago, 23 years ago. Let's talk about college basketball. Of course, the NCAA is reaping in over $1 billion in revenues. Holy cow, I told you that a long time ago. These guys are like billionaires, and they're billionaire pimps is what they are. I mean, you know, I mean, I wish Dave Chappelle could expand on this, because he could probably do it a little bit better than I, but they are college sports universities. They're pimps. They're pimping these athletes off. These programs are making millions and millions of dollars a game, okay? And if a guy gets hurt, well, you know, a guy gets hurt, we'll bandage him up, and we'll try to get him some first aid, try to get him some primary medical care. But as far as the rest of his life's concerned, that's no guarantee. And that's a crock. You go to play football for somebody and you get hurt, you should be taken care of. I don't care if it's college or pro, you should be. Speaking of college basketball, I want to mention this. Of course, all year long, Villanova has been the best of the East, no doubt about it. Of course, they're still king of the East, and they're a legitimate national title threat. And I think of all the teams I'm looking at in the NCAA basketball, I think Villanova is going to be the team. Of course, I said that there was no doubt about it that the National Football League would rock and roll this year, and I thought that Tom Brady would win the Super Bowl. But then again, I wasn't wrong by much. Okay, and if you bet on Brady, because I said bet on Brady that day, guess what? You lost one game, but all the games we won this year with Tom Brady playing the money line, holy cow, man, we all got fat. So if you lost a couple of bucks in the Super Bowl, don't be a bad sport about it. You made a whole lot of money during the season, no doubt about that. Open phone lines. One short segment to go. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I can get to the guilt-free, no commitment text after the break as well. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Want to mention the UFC. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling. Fabrice Verdun going on the 17th. That's going to be on Fox Sports 1. No doubt about that. Fox Sports 1. That's the 17th of March. The UFC rocking and rolling on Fox Sports 1. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
We don't back down from nobody. Hold on. We can take it in the street if you want to.
Yeah. Let's talk NFL free agents, baby. Of course, the cream of the crop, and no doubt about that. Of course, talk about Washington Redskins. I said it, the Washington quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Don't say that. I don't say their team name. I try to stay away from it. Anyway, he is the crown jewel of the class, no doubt about that. The number one pick, as far as anybody's concerned, regarding free agents. Of course, another quarterback, rock and rolling pretty hot as well, Drew Brees of the Saints. Of course, he's available as well. We'll see where he goes. Anyway, the bottom line is Drew Brees can still play as well. Number three, we're looking at Allen Robinson. He's a wide receiver with the Jaguars, 6'3", 211 pounds. He's got a good frame. He's only 24 years old and a wide receiver. But, he's coming off an anterior cruciate ligament tear. Anytime you're coming off that, you might not ever be the same. Andrew Norwell, the guard of the Panthers, he's looking pretty good as well. Trumaine Jackson, cornerback with the Rams, another free agent looking and worth looking at. Of course, Sheldon Richardson, defensive tackle with the Seahawks. Of course, the Seahawks just lost somebody to the Raiders, but that's what to the 49ers, but that's just the way it goes. The bottom line is the free agents are rock and rolling. Sammy Watkins, a wide receiver with the Rams. Terry Bridgewater, quarterback with the Vikings. I think Jimmy Graham, that tied in with the Seahawks. Seahawks are going to lose some personnel this year. The number 10 being Casey Keenum, the quarterback with the Vikings. This is probably the top 10 free agents for the 2018 free agent draft. Call it what you want. Hey, highest bidder takes the best piece of meat. You know that's what it's all about. This is a meat sale. No doubt about it. Free agents talking meat, baby. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show live on Sports Bio and SB Nation Radio Network. I thank you so much, the executive producer, the incomparable Scott Cuddy. So next time, I am the Taco Man.